やメガネブ
not the Mega Minibu Club kasi ilan bang ba nakasalan?
Okay,
welcome to the Mega Minibu Club.
Megane Appreciation.
Oh, yun. Megane Appreciation Club.
Yesterday is Megane Appreciation Day.
Yun lahat sila nakahan.
Megane. Yun, yun.
Megane buo,
Megane. Astig daw tayo, astig daw. In a sense na lahat tayo dito may astigmatism.
Oh, astig tayo.
So, baka yung iba dito talagang media, media betis.
Let's seriously start. This is the Media Smorgasbord. Yes. Media Smorgasbord on the 9501 restaurant at the ABS-CBN ELJ Communications Center.
ELJCC.
Kumpleto tayo lahat eh, no?
So,
asa siya yan?
Just a special. We miss you. Ay, ganun.
Wish you were here.
Ay, report ko lang yung hindi maganda yung aking connection, ha? Pakiayos naman.
Kasi, ano yung kay AB?
Sponsor natin. Sponsor natin is the smartest connection.
It's not yet the smartest connection because I'm pissed off right now.
Yes. Thank you po, Money B.
Nakikikonekta sa akin.
Yes. Actually, ito nga eh. Walang kwent. Nakasaksak si Smart Bro dito.
Blame HTC.
Okay.
Well, so, my son works.
Okay, group pick.
Group pick.
Okay. So, pakilala na.
Again, this is the much more Media Smorgasbord on the round table at
that. Megane.
Okay, so let's do a roll call. This is QB Man X from Radyo Pirata. Next.
Nick.
Hello, I'm Extra Mac of ArcadyMac.com.
Hello, my name is Chad from Raymaru Files.
Yes, isang magandang araw sa inyo lahat. Ako si Mr. A.
And Jay from Deremoy.com.
And this is me, Richard, presenting myself from Otakista.
JML Grito from AnimePilipinas.com.
Yay! Yay!
Once in a blue moon.
That's a wrap.
For the first time.
Okay, tayo. Okay, thank you very much, guys.
Ano once in a blue moon? Boy, bawa pa. May bawa pa.
Bawa
pa. Bawa, bawa.
Kaso hindi na round table dun eh. Long table.
Tama ka dyan. Tama ka dyan.
Well, at least for the past 3 years, for the first time yata, we have been able to procure a round table for this very special round table session.
ABS
3 years, you say?
ABS lang ang may ABS lang kasi ang may round table kasi.
Umpisahan nyo na, pa, take it away.
Oh, sige, so...
Nasaan ba tayo ngayon pala?
Yeah, we are on 9501 Restaurant at the ABS-CBN ELJ Communications Building. Nakatapos lang kanina ng Hero Con?
Hero Face-Off. Press Hero conference at Best of Anime 2014.
Yes. And nakapag-score tayo ng interview kay Myrtle.
Yay!
Wow. You the man.
Yeah, man.
How many minutes?
It's like
a day.
15 minutes, guys. Tapos, sino pa ba yung isa? Erica.
Si
Erica. Erica Garbini.
And then,
naalala ko pa yung Garba.
And there will be also the Hero Face-Off and the Prime Trade Asia People.
Yes. Come on.
Definitely.
Okay, some other media people from some other outfit, but we don't know.
Showbiz, tama ka dyan, tama.
Isa Red from Manila, I think that's Isa Red from Manila Standard today. And another show is
Showbiz, Showbiz
Report. Na for GZMM.
So familiar. Yung boses. Pa yung
microphone. Oh, pamilya siya, promise. Ako rin.
Pamilya na.
Richard, pinapahirapan mo pa sarili mo. Lagay mo na lang yung camera mo at itutok mo na lang pataas.
Pwede rin. Wait diba? Lang.
Mm. Omnidirectional yan eh.
Oy, ay,
Kaya nga pataas.
Condenser ba?
Oh.
Sige, subukan na lang natin. Ganyan na lang, ganyan
okay.
na lang.
Okay, okay. okay, sige.
Para pasabog na lang na tira. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so, ano nga pag-usapan natin?
After what?
Ano mo na yung in-announce pala dito?
Okay, so what actually happened on the Hero Face Off? Masarap yung pagkain kasi kaya nawala ako sa isip eh.
Gutom kami parehas.
We remember the menu. So there was first Mediterranean salad, then number two there was
Angus
that.
Beef.
Angus man.
That's G dude, that's G. It's Angus.
Ano Angus?
And there was that and there was that cupcake with quotation marks. Cup
masarap yung
cake.
It's a black forest.
Masarap
cake.
Yung black forest cake inside a cup.
Masarap yung cherry.
Imagine that, man.
Masarap yung cherry.
Imagine that.
Yung cherry.
The cake was in the cup, man.
It's an innovation.
Moving on.
Moving on. Masarap ipop yung cherry. Sarap eh.
Moving on na.
Bakit? Kinakain ko naman yung cherry.
Please proceed.
Bye, guys.
Bye, ma'am.
We're doing a podcast. And passing by was Gummy.
And just and a while ago, Prime Trade was the Prime Trade Asia people.
Shane and
Katty.
Yes,
oh,
sige. Seryoso na.
Okay. So,
ano ba? Popping cherries?
Ang nangyari...
Sige, JJ.
Ang nangyari dito sa Hero Face Off media launch is that, of course, as we may know, you know Hero Face Off, they last year they were at ToyCon 2013. This year, they will be at BAWA 2014. Why so?
Mm. Ang daming patalon-talon nila from their own event to someone else's event. Hijacking someone's event.
Hijacking.
Wouldn't call it hijacking.
They're moving from me... From the traditional like, geek event and then jumping to the pure anime event.
Parang why do we have to do it ourselves? We can partner with other naman.
A good move in my opinion.
why because
they're trying to it's easy for them. It's easy to a competition. If Hero Face Off is already a let's just say a very good or professional based cosplay competition in the Philippines.
Yes.
Then they deserve to be in one of the most best, if not the best. Convention.
Hence,
they deserve that right.
So basically, in the press conference, we have Myrtle Gilsarosa, we have.
yun yung
we have the charred mander here, by the way.
Yun yung highlight ng ano eh.
Charred.
Kung meron tayong Mortal
Kombat. We have Erika Garbin last year's, the other half of the last year's delegate to the World Cosplay Summit Philippines. Of course, we mentioned World Cosplay Summit Philippines.
Although sa invitation, di na ano si Erika, di ba? Hindi siya na-mention.
She wasn't included on the list.
So that's a surprise.
It's a welcome surprise.
But it's a definitely surprise for someone who won Hero Face Off.
Yeah.
Yes.
And this year, as we
although wala sinabi kung magja-judge ba siya o yun, no?
Probably she would.
Either she would be a judge or maybe doing a special presentation.
Yes.
For Denzel.
That would be a probability.
Although when we asked her earlier, she said she wasn't sure if she would be participating at all. Doing commissions. But for the meantime, she was helping promoting the Hero event today.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, and not to mention, Myrtle will be the judge for this year's face-off among with other judges.
And second time judge on the event kasi last year siya na naman.
Okay. So, any speculation who will the other judges be? Two other PBB contestants, probably.
I'm betting my 50 pesos on Mike Abundo.
I'm betting 50 for the
you just lost.
50, do we have 100?
I'm betting my 20 pesos over Ma'am Aydring Villan or some other guy from Prime Trade because of course they're the organizers. Chances are may galing sa Prime Trade doon sa mga judges.
20 pesos
of course lagi naman.
Your 20 pesos
is loaded. Be 4 judges. So one's already given. Mm. Let's assume that the second one will be from Prime Trade Asia. The third one will be either from ABS.
If we remember, yes. Di ba sa ToyCon, ano, may mga other judges alin, parang isa sa fashion eh.
Mm. Oh.
Hindi ko lang pangalan nun eh.
Silisuy.
O Silisuy.
Yun. Baka may ganun rin di.
Well, I can only wish that. I
love why? Why? Why?
Why? She's already cosplaying more than us. She already has the experience, goddammit.
She has more fabulous than fabulous.
Yeah.
So fab. Such fab. Wow. Okay, so since we've talked about that, yun nga, Myrtle will be judging on Hero Face Off 2014. Ganito lang ako eh. I have a smooth voice.
Pero hindi ka malapit eh.
Hindi ako malapit sa RP.
Kira said that baka si Jojo, Neri, Estacio, or March Ventosa.
Yun na nga.
Yun ang bets niya.
March Ventosa, please come. We want you.
It doesn't sound right.
Madami kaming kailangan interview. Madami kailangan tanungin sa iyo.
Okay. Thank you. Mas gusto namin yung round table.
Thank you so much.
We have what minutes?
5 minutes.
Around 5 more minutes.
Okay, that's good. Sige.
I heard 15. 5 minutes to 2.
I heard 15.
5.
Okay. So in-announce yung ano, di ba? Yung mga categories, yung
Squad, of course. The League of Heroes and the Face-Up category.
The time block.
Although they mentioned na may Western at Filipino cosplay.
No,
open na sila for
foreign characters, foreign and Filipino characters. Not only Japanese.
Di ba last...
Lati ganun, no?
Yes, because of course, they are holding the world... Yes, WCS.
Yes.
Okay.
But just a reminder, guys, please stop saying original cosplay. It's original in the first place. That's why they didn't include it in the guest list.
Diba, nung binasa niya yung requirement, diba? Kailangan ng reference. So, kung original, yung
reference. What's the basis for a cosplay?
No, it's not a cosplay. It's a costume.
Yeah.
Kasi pointers for in original costumes. First, there's no typical personality yet that being developed for that specific original character.
Yes.
Second is the background. How can people will relate if there's no background story about the character? So you have to feature some characters that are really existing now.
And please take note that for the cosplay competition, the maximum age limit is 40.
40 years.
Yes. Noting the guys from cosplay.ph, guys. Bao, are you listening to this?
Ito lang para sa akin, my opinion.
For the oldest cosplayer in the Philippines, quote unquote.
Ito, opinion ko lang. Cosplay contest, right? Cosplay contest, right? Stop using Vanity. Ay, Vanity ba? O yung ano? Yung Gangnam? What do you call that?
Oh, novelty.
Novelties. Yon. Not Vanity, sorry.
Stop doing novelties.
My God.
Ano na mga yan? Ang novelty ngayon?
Baka...
Is that any one of those?
Baka mamaya, let me take a selfie.
Very sexy moros.
Oh my God. Nene. Makakarin. Don't tell me makakarinig bigla tayo ng boom. Panis! Boom, boom.
Oh my God, no!
Well, at one of the conventions, you hear that, but no.
Sa akin lang, already. Yung sa akin, get out. You're cosplaying for crying out loud.
You're not dancing,
you're not doing shit on stage. Kaya,
this is not Philippines Got Talent.
Yung baba walang group cosplay na, no?
Meron pa rin.
Meron
this year. That's inters...
Face of Heroes.
League of Heroes.
Ah, yun ba yan?
Yun, again, stop doing shit on stage and cosplay
talaga. Eh, although, hindi nila in-announce kung sino yung...
Tama.
Hindi nila in-announce kung sino yung AA yung mag-handle ng ano.
AA mag-handle. That's the email. Did you get the memo?
Apparently not.
Okay. No memo.
Did you take a look the memo at the refrigerator?
Okay, we got 2 minutes left on this place.
My concern for the League of Heroes cosplay categories, that is group cosplay. Number 2, hindi na usong group cosplay. Remember that time na Totaka Expo, Kira told me na isa lang ang nag-cosplay.
Yes. Only one cosplayer lang ang nag-ano. Parang naging group presentation na lang
yes,
daw.
I've seen those cases before and I'm very worried about that. So, ang magagawa lang natin is to encourage every group cosplayers, especially Project 8. Hey, where's Project 8?
Kasi ito pa yung nagiging problema. Ano ipaprioritize ng mga group? BOA or Cosplay Mania? Yun yung nagkakaano eh. Di ba may group cosplay din ang Cosplay Mania?
Mm-hmm. As far as I know, yes.
Yeah.
The
kaya magkakatalo na
rin. Cosplay Clash. Yeah. Of course, it's a staple.
But, for Cosmania, that's exclusive. They were already picked and
yes.
Set up and very high up there. So, high up there.
Kaya tuloy dalawa lang yung media.
I forgot something, guys. I didn't bought any Master Balls.
What?
We have the Ultra Balls.
What if God, like, what kind of Pokemon?
I didn't bought any Master Balls to capture that rare Pokemon.
We got Pokeballs to capture a Charmander.
Fine. But at least I kind of like act like a Pikachu. I don't tend to be living inside a small encapsulated
fine,
ball.
Fine, we'll rent an apartment.
Okay.
Oh, sorry,
I have the round table here.
Back on topic.
Balik tayo.
Okay, so ikaw, anong pinakanalala mo doon?
Ha? Parang binabanggit ng hero yung WCS. So parang they're still on support with WCS.
As far as I understand, they didn't support, they didn't had the sponsored hero face-off this year because observer nation pa lang tayo. Mm. Pag naging competing nation tayo, saka sila babalik.
Mm. Ah, yun yung
that's what I understand, di ba?
Plus with all the knickknacks and licensing and budgeting and sila din, all the
marketing
stuff.
Pero experience pa rin dun sa hero sa hero face of last year with Toycon. Ang sikip! Talagang it's...
Ang ngiti ka talaga eh.
Toycon.
But Toycon kasi it's meant for a toy.
Yung
mga exhibitions.
Literally a toy convention. Side event ako. So understandable na yun na you won't expect a large stage for cosplay events as their only side events.
Actually, ang daming nagre-reklamo doon, dapat cosplay is for Toycon
is for toys.
Toys. Yeah. Toys.
Yeah. Mga purists ano.
So they're just meant as side events.
To me.
Anyway, so okay, to wrap this thing up dahil kasi maubos na tayo ng oras. Talaga sa venue. Yes, we're going to run out of time. Sisipain kami dito. Anyway,
and this is a high class high fine dining establishment.
So please, after this, please lay down your bodies on the carpet so you can feel the presence of the luxury of this place.
Yeah, tama na. Tapusin na natin to.
Oh, sige.
So wrapping up.
To wrap up this discussion.
What are your expectations on Hero Face Off 2014?
Basta ako. Nandun ako sa likod ng technical booth.
Wala si El Capitan.
Yeah, ano yung mix eh.
Shit eh, dapat nandun si El Capitan. Pero yeah, we're going to patch up the mix there. Commentaries provided by our partners, Derimoe, Anime Pilipinas, Takista. Wait, nasaan na ang logo mo?
No concerts though, sorry. Copyright infringement.
We have an invisible contract.
That is a moral contract.
And we call it trademarks.
Yes. As for Boa, I'll be chasing after Star Marie. All five of them!
Nonchan!
The five!
Nonchan pa rin ako.
The new version.
Five!
Kinuhan ako. Sorry, wala na eh.
Next! Five!
Wala
okay,
siya.
Okay, guys. Okay. Chad.
Expectations for Hero Face Off.
Face Off. We're hoping that will be a more unique competition. Unlike from the others na nakita natin like Cosplay Mania and WCS. Hopefully, maybe some unique mechanics or maybe a new twist for the event.
Okay, Mr. Ray.
Yes, siyempre. Malaki expectation ko. Una na sa BOA. Ngayon, they're partner with Hero. Magkakaroon ng
Media mileage?
Yeah. Media mileage.
That's
pretty. Press cons?
Yes. Saka si Hero.
Bad Fuji Rice.
Libreng kiss.
I'm a baby.
Yeah, natin yan.
I want that lanyard.
Okay.
Ayun.
So, Mr. J.
So,
Mr. J.
Ito lang eh. Concerts aside, it's good that they still have their own staple, yung staple competitions like the Kid Squad and the League of Heroes and the Face Off separate. Kasi of course, I've raised those concerns about it's okay to mention naman eh. I've raised concerns about the cosplay competitions and how about Ashi Misaki? Yes.
Your favorite.
Yeah, Ashi Misaki being an OP. So, na-solve naman yun so far. And I hope it continues.
Okay, Mr.
Otakis.
Yes, my turn. Okay. Okay, believe it or not, I'm having a good positive review for Hero Face Off. Because the fact of the matter is, they're upping up their ante for this year. Even though they don't have an independent event, just like the usual Hero Face Off, I can honestly say to you that probably the guys from Hero are starting to think of something really creative for the next few years for their competition. So expect every year that there will be a better Hero Face Off. But for one event, for what event they would put up their competition, we don't know. So Jay,
Oh, so JM?
JM.
Sorry, correct me if I'm wrong.
In my opinion, the best of anime is already the benchmark kasi sila yung pinakauna talagang nag-Yugyogan Fest. Yugyogan Fest.
Oy, nararamdaman mo yung sahig eh, no?
Sana Yugyogan Fest ulit with Heidi. With regards to Hero Face Up, I expect that it will definitely be much bigger. Although, I'm still reeling na dapat sana nandito pa rin WCS, but we will see maybe next year, hopefully next year.
Yes.
And more surprises to come.
So,
and Night Kira says, ano, Night Kira says na we need ABS-CBN animation.
Oh yes, since you mentioned that, nakita mo naman yung picture about dun, combined pictures naman. Hukaku ko na rin to sa Sword Art Online, No Game, No Life, and that other anime that I forgot.
What anime?
So anyway. Anyway, so that was our last resort. Okay, saan tayo makikita? Okay, ako. Follow me at QBmanX and follow my radio online radio station
online
radio station at Radio Pirata and Radio. Okay, next.
Heyo, I'm Action Mac of ArcadyMac.com. Find me at ArcadyMac.com. Find me at FB under Action Mac and Twitter Arcady Space Mac.
Okay,
thank you very much.
Okay.
And you can find us at RaymaruFiles.com and on our Facebook page at RaymaruFiles. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel at Raymaru.
Yan.
Mr. A.
Yes, at Deremovie.com at Solidad. If Deremovie is down, blame Cloudflare.
Next, Jay. Yes, at Sinasortex, and I'm on top 10 every month on Radio Pirata as well. Follow Team Deremovie on Twitter and yes, Deremovie.com for all those stuff that most of us don't do but we try to do because we're assets.
So okay, for anything and everything you want to know about the local cosplay scene in and out, please visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/otakista, and you can also check our website otakista.com and follow us on Twitter and SoundCloud.
And for us Anime Philippines, and for us follow me on Twitter BlockersNPH, follow Anime Filipinas on Twitter, Facebook, Vine, Instagram, and at Anime Filipinas. Our website is animefilipinas.com.
So, Pat.
And we wrap things up at the much more roundtable attack.
Meganet
book.
From the Rojas Hall of Lasto 95.
Hands up, that's all you're ever. Table tonight, it's chicken.